You're listening to Soap Dirt, the latest in television entertainment news.
Hey there, Peacock NBC soap opera fans. We have got your Days of Our Lives 2 week ahead spoilers editions. This runs from May 22nd all the way through Friday, June 2nd for your favorite NBC soap. Let's kick this off. But first, if you haven't already, reach down, click that subscribe button so you don't miss any of our spoilers, casting news, all the latest details you need to stay current on your favorite NBC/Peacock streaming soap opera. For week one, we're going to run through those quickly by date. And then for week two, we've got several hot spoilers, but they are undated, just so you're aware of what you're about to hear. So let's kick it off. On Monday, May 22nd, Days of Our Lives, we are going to see Eric Brady giving Sloan Peterson an ultimatum. No doubt this has to do with her wicked brother, Colin Bedford Peterson. And she is going to listen to him because they are going to stay together. So we do know that. Abe Carver is injured. Rafe Hernandez gets to him and gets him over to University Hospital to get the help that he needs after being battered in the head by a rolling pin by rotten Colin. Also, Colin is determined to make Paulina Price pay. He wants to put her over the edge of the roof so that she dies like his mom dies, and Chanel shows up, and then everything gets tense. Also on Monday, EJ DeMera has proposed to Nicole Walker, and she is mad. She thinks he proposed just because Stefan proposed to Gabby, and it's not like he is going to get an easy yes. So also on Monday, Jada Hunter grills Sloane about her brother Colin. She is looking for any help to find him, to find Paulina, to put an end to all this mess, and boy, does it end in a big way this week. Then on Tuesday's Days of Our Lives, May 23rd, we're going to see Rafe telling Jada something upsetting. No doubt it's about her sister's involvement with Colin and committing all of these crimes, and that her sister is probably missing now too. We are also going to see Gabby handing over those divorce papers that have all been nicely inked to Lee Shin. This might be the last time we see this guy this week. I don't know if he's going to stick around. I sure enjoy him, and I'd love if he got in another romance because he's lots of nice eye candy with Lee Shin. Also, there's a promo that Paulina rushes to the hospital to check on Abe. So it looks like that is going to come at the end of the episode, because we know from the promo what happens before is this. Talia gets between Chanel and Colin to save her friend. It's very strange because Talia does seem to have been falling for Chanel, and so she's going to show up, and Colin has got Chanel at gunpoint, and things are very tense, and that is going to allow Paulina to get loose, and she's going to go check on Abe. Plus, on Tuesday, Wendy opens up to Johnny DeMera, and she tells him how she really feels about Tripp Dalton Johnson. Then, on Wednesday, May 24th, we are going to see Steve Johnson and Harris Michaels stunned to hear from Dimitri von Leuschner exactly why he wants immunity for Meghan Hathaway. They are going to be floored to find out that is his wicked mama. Also, John Black heads to San Francisco to tell Paul Narita that Andrew Donovan was kidnapped by Dimitri. And Kristen DeMera reminds her sister Meghan that she was also supposed to get her out of Statesville as well. Plus, Kate Roberts is finally back in Salem, and Roman Brady takes her over to visit Marlena Evans. That's going to be a nice little reunion. Then on Thursday, May 25th, episode of Days of Our Lives, Xander offers Chloe a job, and at this point, I had wondered if he would not be back at Titan by now, since Maggie fired Alex, and maybe he was going to offer her a job there, but no, based on 2 week spoilers, it looks like Xander is offering her a job at the Spectator, the Salem Spectator, and we know who's running that with Xander, so this is about to get messy. Also on Thursday, Harris tells Sean Brady that Meghan is out of prison, pardoned, and on the loose. Kristen is also on the loose, and Brady and Marlena are not happy about it. Plus, Kate and Roman are also really upset that Megan's on the loose and back in Salem, since she was planning to use them for her low-rent science project on that island. Then on Friday, May 26th, Days of Our Lives, we're going to see Anna DeMera lying to Tony DeMera. She wants to protect Nicole Walker's baby secret. It's going to be really hard to keep things quiet, though, because the population of the DeMera mansion is about to explode, and that's a lot more people to hide that secret from. Plus, Nicole keeps bugging bugging Kayla Brady about when she can have her paternity test so she can get the answers that she needs. Because in addition to being offended that EJ might have proposed to her because Stefan proposed to Gabby, there's the fact that she doesn't probably want to accept a proposal from him until she knows whose baby she's carrying. Also on Friday, Gabby and Stefan continue celebrating their engagement and their wedding planning, and they are going to go full bore now that Lee is out of the way, everything else is out of the way. And then EJ DeMera is going to be stunned when he finds his big sister Megan at the mansion. That's everything the first week, May 22nd through May 26th, that we know about now. Now let's dig into the two-week spoilers. This is for the week of Monday, May 29th, all the way to Friday, June 2nd. We are going to see the bond getting much deeper and more serious between Eric and Sloan. No doubt that's because she is exonerated in these crimes against Paulina and Chanel, because she wasn't doing it, as she has said all along, and she helped them resolve the situation and get to Paulina, get to Chanel, you know, all that good stuff. And so Eric and Sloan are finally in a really good place. So of course, it's the perfect time for him to find out he's having a baby with his ex-wife, right? We'll see. We don't know that yet. All we know is that Eric and Sloan's bond deepens. Plus, Johnny has a run-in with Lady Whistleblower, aka Leo Stark, and you can bet he is not going to like any sass from Leo, but gosh, don't you love little Leo? Greg Rickhardt is so fun in that role. Also, in the second week, we are going to see Gabby and Stefan cozying up to Megan Hathaway DeMera. No doubt that is because sides are going to be forming, because Stefan wants to be the sole CEO, EJ wants to be the sole CEO, and with more DeMeras at the house, that means more votes, more power to be had, and Gabby and Stefan certainly want Megan's vote to put them in power at the family business. But, you know, Megan probably has her own agenda, so we'll have to wait and see. We're also going to see in the second week, ending June 2nd, that Xander clashes with Gwen Rizchek, and this has to be about him hiring Chloe Lane. Gwen has got a bug up her butt because she thinks that Xander is falling for Chloe. So far, there's just a roommate vibe with some shirtless scenes and some chemistry, but now he's brought this woman to work with them, and Gwen is going to lose it, but she's co-running The Spectator with Xander, so can she really get rid of her? It's all very interesting. I am enjoying the dynamic between them. Hey, if you haven't already, reach down, click that subscribe button so you don't miss any of our Days of Our Lives spoilers, casting updates, all the stuff you need to know. And now let's do a quick refresher. So we are going to have the pinnacle of the Psycho Colin story this week, and I'm not sure he's going to survive based on the latest promo, but you can check our Days of Our Lives promo video for that, that we're also going to be putting up very soon. And it looks like Sloan is going to have to let go of her vendetta now that it might have cost her brother his life. We are going to get a little more movement on the paternity storyline. We are going to have a bunch of DeMeras coming back to the mansion. Megan is probably the tip of the iceberg. I expect we're going to see Dimitri von Leuschner / DeMera heading back there soon, and probably Kristen DeMera too. And meanwhile, EJ is not going to be too happy that Stefan got a yes to his proposal, and EJ gets a big fat uh-uh to his proposal to Nicole.
Thank you for being a loyal listener. Follow us wherever you get your podcast, because you don't want to miss the next episode. Soap Dirt is on all the major podcast platforms, including Apple Podcast, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and more.